two underway of the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. I am the Midnight Rider, bringing you the truth in the middle of the night. And well, glad you are with us as we head into the 8th of August, 2007. I forgot to mention on Monday night of next week, Friday night we're going to take the night off. On Monday night of next week, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, is going to be our guest. Oh, man, this is going to be a great show. I believe he's going to be with us for the full 2 hours. And it's going to be a barn burner of a show. This guy has so much information. And we're going to go through it. And I've got a lot of reading, a lot of studying to do. You know, I've only been awake, 2 years. And I spent the first year kind of looking at stuff. And then, you know, as I've related before, you know, John Stadmiller kind of inspired me to do a program. And so last August 1st, I fire the bad boy up, and here I am now. And there's just still so much information I don't know. Like I said, a lot of it's common sense that you can just figure it out. I mean, these people are just plain evil. And that if you get to the point where nothing surprises you anymore. but it still does. I mean, there are times you look at this information and go, oh, my God. They'll do this to kids. You know, like the CIA with their release of the family jewels, all the stuff that declassified, and the fact that they were subjecting 4- and 5-year-olds to mind control and to LSD. It's absolutely gross. I mean, who in their right freaking mind would ever do something? The lives that they run just to see what they could screw with next. I mean, wow. Just absolutely incredible. And it just shows you how depraved these people are and the lengths that they'll go to get their way and learn how to control and to dominate and to enslave. It's just sick. I mean, it literally is sick stuff. And I just, ugh. And you hear stuff like the Franklin cover-up and, you know, people in positions of power messing with kids. Ugh, this is gross. Bohemian Grove and all that junk. Ugh. You know, grown men. Ugh. I don't know, you know, just to be that sick. I mean, it makes you just want to retch. I mean, it literally does. It makes me sick to my stomach. And, just what they would do. All right. Chris has sent us an email, and we'll get into this, I guess, right after we come back. We're almost out of time in this section. Asked some good questions about FEMA camps and NAFTA, the NAFTA superhighway, and we'll get into this. I think these are some good questions. I think I might have some answers, but we'll come back and we'll dig into that right around the corner. Also, your calls at 800-313-9443 if you so desire. Chat room is open. Just go to MidnightRidersShow.com. You can click on the live chat link there and pop right in there. And join the conversation. Just all we ask is you select a nice little nickname, and you're in. We don't collect any information or anything like that. So there you are. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, and I can't believe it. We've got a phone call. Manny is like excited now. My Manny's is no longer quivering in the corner. And Tammy in Tennessee, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, welcome to the show. How are you on this Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
Well, it's late. It's late in Tennessee, but I'm so glad that I could help. I know that sometimes it's a little discouraging when you're talking and you don't feel like anybody's listening. But one of the best things that you do, as far as my being a listener, is when you come on and you go through some of the important news. Most people day to day don't have time to research news from all over the world. So, you know, don't think that that's not a service just because people are not calling in.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, I bring enough stuff where, you know, where people, you know, if I don't get any calls, it's okay. I would just be concerned for Manny.
He's in the
room in the dark and he's there and Manny's can be frail sometimes.
Well, you know, apparently our whole country can be frail sometimes.
Yes, but, they can.
But, you know, I did want to say that I do listen and I do appreciate it when you had the young guys on, I guess it was Friday night. Was it last Friday night? You know, I was listening. I didn't call in, but I was listening. But a lot of times it's just because I need to get the information. And like I said, I can't stare at a computer screen. It just really gets on my nerves. I wanted to talk about Congressman Paul.
Please do.
Congressman Paul, to me, is the last gasp hope of this country. And we've turned in from a country of being, oh, no, not only no, but heck no, to, oh, well, I guess I deserve it. And Congressman Paul, at 71 years old, is standing up and doing what most people who should be standing up and fighting for their children and grandchildren in this country are afraid to do.
You know, it's the old folks and the kids that are getting up, Tammy. I mean, I'm running across all these kids that are like Doug and Lee, who were on the show Friday night. By the way, we're going to make that a regular feature with them coming on the show and talking about the news every week or so. And but I mean, it's the old folks, people, 65, 70 years old, guys Ron Paul's age, and people 18, 19, and 20 years old. And I'm 41, and I'm going, where's the rest of the people my age at? You go to these events, and that's the age range.
Well, I am in my mid-40s, and it is. It truly is the failure of our generation, and it's the failure of most of our parents' generation. They grew up when things were, on a fairly even keel, and most of them didn't want to know, and most of the people my age don't want to know because they think it's never going to affect them. The thing about Congressman Paul is that he talks the talk and he walks the walk. If you talk about people to Congressman Paul, all you have to do is say, look at his voting record. Like you referred to him as Dr. No. Because if it is unconstitutional, if it is not what this country was founded on, he simply says no.
Right.
Just like you would do your child. You love your child, you say no. Because you know what's best, because you've weighed the consequences and are trying to make an educated choice. But people in this country don't want to make an educated choice. And then the ones that are in denial, and I say this all the time, denial is not a river in Egypt. They once they understand, they know something's wrong, but once they understand, they can never go back. They can never go back into their comfort zone. They can never go back and pretend like it's all going to be okay. And if people don't rally around Congressman Paul and protect him and do what they can to support him, then we don't have a chance.
No.
When I haven't voted for a regular party in ages. I might on the local elections, but on the national elections, I don't vote party line. And I don't vote Democrat, I don't vote Republican. I say, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I'm an American.
Right.
I'm not going to vote a party. I'm going to vote for the person that I think is the best for the job. And when I talk to people, I just tell them, the lesser of two evils is still evil.
You got that right. You got that right.
The lesser of
don't make it right.
The lesser of two evils is still evil. And when I leave this world, because they can live on their knees or they can die on their feet, but let's face it, there ain't nobody getting out of here alive.
Right.
And when I go to meet God, I want to say, I may not have ever gotten anybody elected, but I did what I thought was best for my kid and my country.
And that's all that can be expected of you. And if we all took that attitude, we would never have ended up in this shape, Tammy.
No, we wouldn't have. But
no.
When you have people that, and someone described it perfectly that I was listening to about a month ago, and they said that basically everybody wants to be a child. The people that are very, very poor that live off the government don't want it to change. The people that are very, very wealthy that control the government and everything else in this world don't want it to change. So why are they trying to destroy the middle class? Because they're the only ones that are trying to get educated, trying to move up, trying to have a little bit more in this world, and they question and they want change.
Right, I agree with you.
They are trying to destroy the middle class. But the middle class that's got their two cars and their big house, which are probably mortgaged to the bank, and they're probably close to losing it, they want for somebody to bail them out. They want to, to go around and go through this world like they have no responsibility for any choices they make because they, it doesn't affect me. Oh, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I
know, and it infuriates me.
You know, Tammy, I'm watching people at the grocery store finance their groceries.
Of course. But the credit card companies have got them doing that because they're going to get frequent flyer miles.
Oh, or yeah, they're going to get a 1% back.
Yeah, or they're going to get a bonus. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm just sitting here with my mouth, dropping wide open because, you know, it's not no debit card. They're flopping open a credit card. They're signing their little name right there. Boom, and they're out the door.
And those will be the same people that submit to the cashless society. Those will be the same people that will line up to get a chip so that it's more convenient and they can't lose it and nobody can take it from them. And they'll accept the chip.
Yeah,
and they'll justify it.
Yeah. It's going to be the remnant of us that don't that'll be the one who fight this battle. You know, it's just going to be a few of us. I mean, look, when the American Revolution was fought, only 5% of the population participated.
But people know that there is something wrong. They know
they do.
Despite what the talking heads say and our supposed public servants say, they know that the economy is not doing well. They know they're not doing better. That they want for somebody to step in and make it better and save them like they are a 10-year-old.
Right.
They don't want to say, gosh, you know, I'm not doing better, so maybe I ought to look and see and try to find out exactly what's going on, despite what people say. You know, what was the old cliche, you know, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see?
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know anybody that says, that tells the truth, that doesn't say research it for yourself.
Exactly.
Research it for yourself. Quit being the child and expecting the nanny state and everybody else to come in and bail your butt out and research it for yourself. Then when you find out what's going on, whatever issue is important to you, it doesn't matter, then you block the phones of those so-called public servants.
Right.
Just like we did over the immigration issue.
Exactly.
You make it where they look at their phones and they look at their fax machine and they look at their email and they're terrified.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, to even think about the possibility of having to go back to their constituents, I've even gone a step further and say, folks, show up at their little town hall meetings and confront them right there. You know, confront them in front of folks. Make them explain.
90% of them won't have town hall meetings. And then now the new wave in our democracy, which is a constitutional republic.
Right.
And I actually tell school board members this, who are educated at the university with doctorate degrees. I actually tell them, if we're such a democracy, how come our Pledge of Allegiance says to the republic for which it stands? And, of course, they look at you like you're an alien because they don't know. They've never thought about it. But they've gotten to where they do what our president does, and they surround themselves at meetings with people who adore and love them.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So
whatever you want to do, go for it.
So you really can't get to them. Nobody will walk around on the streets anymore. Nobody will picket them because of the harassment and, oh, I'm afraid to stand alone. I'm afraid to stand alone. And like I said, it infuriates me. We're not the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're the land of the meek and the home of the slave.
You got that right. We're going to change it.
And it infuriates me. And when we can make mainstream media talk about Congressman Paul, whether he gets elected or not, there's 70% of the people that have never heard his name that at least they will have recognized his name and shown some interest.
Yeah, Tammy, thanks for your call. Good points. Thanks for calling into the program tonight. Oh, yeah. You know, it's the fact the message is getting out. Freedom, liberty, the Constitution. It's important stuff. The Midnight Rider. Back in a minute here on Republic.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq.
Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Luke Radowski on the program with us tonight for just a few minutes to talk about the 9/11/07 events that are going on in New York City. He's been on a subway for most of the evening. He said he was going to be on it for a while. I talked to him, I guess, about 2 hours ago. He said he was going to be on a long time. So I don't know if they're doing some event or something. They're getting Mayor Bloomberg's face here recently. Got all over him. You can go to wearechange.org and see what the... how they confronted him, but the big event in New York City on 9/11 this year, starting on the 7th, going all the way to the 11th of September, is this big event, the Luke Radowski, the We Are Change folks are putting together. Alex Jones going to be there, Dylan Avery, Jason Burmess are going to be there, and they're going to premiere their a movie, Loose Change, Final Cut. I hear Endgame is even going to be premiered there. So if you're thinking about going... if they're trying to get hall space, that kind of stuff set up, and they need your RSVP, so go to wearechange.org and you can get set up there. I, from what I understand, the concert they're going to have, the Truth Stock concert, it's going to be pretty good. A lot of bands are saying, hey, we want to come, we want to play. So that's going to be a good thing. And maybe we'll get him on tomorrow night briefly to talk about it real quick. But we're going to have... Craig Ranke and Aldo Marquis from the movie The Pentagon on tomorrow night. And then Thursday is still kind of up in the air. I'm holding it open because I do want to, I really want to interview this lady. She has a website called cordclamp.com. Her name is Donna Young. And I'm trying to get her on the show, and she's sent me a mountain of information. And trying to get her on. And I got to tell you, I've got more show ideas and stuff from listeners. And people saying, well, hey, I'd love to come on the show. And I'm going, well, I haven't had this. And everybody's been really nice. And that's very cool. I'm sorry, I'm turning the mic on and off to cough, so you don't have to hear it. And so hopefully I'll shake this thing. It's kind of one of those things, I feel great for a few minutes, and then it's like, just about the time you feel that energy start to kick in, man, it's like, okay, now we're ready to go. And then it's like, okay, email Chris here. I think this might be a she, because the first letter is a K. It says, Mike, and addresses my wife, Kimberly, who sometimes appears with me on the show. I hope you feel better soon, Mike, especially for your camping trip this Friday with family. But I'm sad you won't be doing the show, though. I have a serious question. Why are they so interested in pushing for the NAFTA superhighway when they want to depopulate us, put us in FEMA camps, and our infrastructure is collapsing? What could the huge blankety-blank highway be used for? Not us. We either wouldn't be allowed to drive on it or afford it. I'm stuck on this issue. I believe all the above are happening. I'm just not getting the link. Do they want to use the highway for trucking and food or illegals to work for slave labor? I just don't see it. The highway for our good. What the heck is it for? I mean, my opinion, I think it serves a number of purposes. The first thing that this NAFTA superhighway or corridor that's going to spread out like a spider web throughout this country, first thing it's going to do is going to break the backs of the unions. The auto workers union is essentially no longer a threat in this country to business. I mean, nobody's making any cars here. Matter of fact, the only people making cars here are people like Toyota. Most all the cars that you buy from the big three automakers like Ford, Chrysler and, or I guess it's Dodge now, and Chevy, they're made in Mexico. They're not made here in the United States. Toyota makes a bunch of theirs here in the United States. But I think it's to break the backs of the unions, with the Teamsters Union, Longshoremen's Union, who right now are, they control a lot. As far as the trucking and how people, are able to move goods around this country. That's the first thing, is to break the unions and to finish with the free flow of goods into the country from a Mexican port, so they don't have to go through a U.S. port. So they'll truck them on through. It's cheaper, even with the added distance. See, one of the outgrowths of NAFTA, what a lot of people don't realize, is a lot of the jobs and stuff went to other countries, places like Mexico. They're already starting to pull out of Mexico and going to places like Indonesia because the labor is even cheaper. And even with the added shipping costs, they're still making more money because they can pay these people in Indonesia much less. That's the second thing, is to keep the flow of goods coming. We'll talk about the third thing. And I think the most, there's fourth items, and they're the two most dastardly, in my opinion, here on the Midnight Rider. We'll come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
One, two, three,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking to
the number, 800-313-9443. And we're reading, talking about an email from Chris, who emailed me after last night's program, talking about the NAFTA Superhighway, kind of the purposes for it. I mean, this thing's going to be 4 football fields wide. And it's going to carry a lot of infrastructure, power lines, fuel, and communications. I mean, you're already seeing it being laid down there. We're doing a massive rebuild of I-40 here in Oklahoma City on the western side of town, and you're seeing these communications conduits that they run fiber optic cable through being run down through the highway. And they're serious about what they're doing. There's towers going up that'll have cameras everywhere. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And And they're going to do this all throughout the country. I mean, it's not just I-35 up straight and cut the country in half. This thing is just going to, you know, split the country in like a little spider web. And as I mentioned before the break, the first item, you know, the first thing is you break the unions with the cheap Mexican trucks and the fact they don't have to follow our regulations. And so you get, in effect, you get rid of the Teamsters. You're going to get rid of the independent trucker, longshoreman, as goods will come in through the Mexican port, I believe, down at Cardenas, and they'll truck them up. Then, secondly, of course, it's to keep that cheap flow of goods coming in. I mean, look, they can't. A lot of times we look at this and we think that all of this is just going to happen at once. And they do things incrementally. You know, at first, that you know, you'll see the Mexican trucks start to flow in like they're already trying to do. You'll have the additional trucks, you know, coming through. People are going to throw a stink. That's kind of been put on hold for right now. They're eventually going to come through. I mean, look, had it not been for people down in Texas with this Trans-Texas Corridor and, you know, people getting upset, you know, I know RBN is... done a ton of shows. I know Alex has done a ton of shows about this. It's Sal Costello and his group down there, Texas Corridor Watch, have just been, you know, kept an eye on these people. We'd be in much worse shape than we are now. So you get goods in here cheaper. You break the backs of the union. Those are the two things. Now you get into the two more dastardly things. The third thing is the use of public-private partnerships, where we've already seen this in Indiana and even in the case with the Trans-Texas Corridor down in around Austin, where a company called Centra, basically a company I believe owned by King Juan Carlos of Spain, there's another company based out of Australia. I think that's what they wrote up in Indiana. Where... you basically lease the highways to these foreign countries or these foreign companies. So in essence, you're selling the sovereignty of this country away more and more. And I guess in a way, it's how you pay off the debt that we owe. That's the third thing. And so you're going to have these people making huge profits based on the roads, and the states will all get their cut. But they won't have the responsibility for the repair and the like. On the surface, everything, well, that's great. You know, somebody else is handling them? No. Because again, another country owns our roads. Somebody else in another country owns the road that you drive on. They're talking about the toll rates for these things to be so high, you can't drive on them. It just will not be possible. And look, they're already talking about oil going up to $100 a barrel. Based purely on momentum, not because of market conditions, not because of shortages somewhere, but momentum. So you're going to see gas prices $4.55 bucks a gallon. And people are not going to be able to afford to travel anyway. The fourth thing, and I think the most dastardly in all of this, in my opinion, is that basically what this will do, this corridor as it snakes throughout the country and spiders out, is it will effectively make it possible for them to cordon large areas of land off, whole communities, whole areas, regions, where you can't travel to another region. So essentially you can be quarantined in your own state, in your own town. I think that's the eventual use of it. All of this has to go in a progression. They're not just going to start throwing us in today or tomorrow in these FEMA camps and stuff. It's done a little at a time. And right now we still serve a purpose. But there's going to come a time when they're going to come to us and call us the useless eaters and say a bunch of us have to go. And the sad thing is there'll be so many that will just walk right in and say, okay, Sorry, we're a burden. Not me. But it's because they've decimated our manufacturing base. So they'll have us cordoned off, locked off. And they can do it for whatever reason they want. Bird flu, hoof and mouth disease, tuberculosis, whatever they want to do. If you have an area of the country that starts to get a little unruly, lock it down. In other words, you're able to establish more and more of a control grid. That's what the Bush administration is wanting to do with this warrantless spying and surveillance. Is Congress has essentially given them 6 months of unfettered access to the communications infrastructure of this country to establish an entire surveillance grid. And the only caveat in this entire bill is that the government has to reasonably believe that one of the participants in the conversation is overseas. Reasonably believe. But yet there's no oversight. And Bush is going to come back in September and try to get more. It's about locking down. It's about total control. Talking about internet filtering. You know, protect children from the child pornographers. Look, go after them. Shut them down. You always hear about all these guys going to jail for child pornography, but we never bust any of their websites. Wouldn't be that hard. It's an IP address. You trace the IP address. You go in and find out where this idiot's logging on from. Contact his ISP, and boom, you know right where he's at. You go pick him up. Kiddie pornographer done, over with, out of business. Oh, but that makes too much sense. And too many people in places of power will no longer be able to get their jollies. Just enforce the laws that are on the books. They say, well, we need more gun control measures. We need this, we need that, and more immigration. No, just enforce the laws on the books. Enforce the laws you passed the last time you said there was a crisis. Yeah, it's always this. You know, Limbaugh coined this phrase, symbolism over substance. I guess during the Clinton administration. You know, it's a pretty apt statement and a little cliche. Because so much of what these people who are so-called elected leaders, it's just symbolism over substance. We all have our meeting, a little press conference. Today we're introducing legislation to help the children. No, I'm not for child pornography. I hate it. I think it's awful. Look, I've been a foster parent, and I've seen what happens to some of these little kids. I've changed the diapers of little babies, 15, 16 months old, with genital warts. Yeah. But go after the perps. Go after the ones putting it up. Like I said, somebody won't be getting their jollies. Same thing with the war on drugs. You cut the suppliers out. Oh, but that's the government doing that. You can't do that. How do you think they fund all this black stuff they've got going on? Getting it from both ends. There's an article out there about Britain is protecting one of the largest heroin crops in history in Afghanistan. Gross domestic product in Afghanistan up over 400% since we invaded due to the poppies. Taliban had virtually eliminated the opium trade in Afghanistan. But again, I mean, of course, we know that always goes back to the opium trade goes back to the fine offices of, good little Queen Elizabeth and her little family. Because they've been running drugs around the world for centuries. Why don't you Google the Opium Wars? Faces have changed, folks, but the names are still the same. It's the same cast of fools, just different generations that come at you over and over and over. Like I was talking about earlier, J.P. Morgan. You know, so many people thought this guy was a wheeler and a dealer, and he did wield a lot of power, was instrumental in getting the Federal Reserve established, was one of the participants of the 1910 meeting at Jekyll Island. Matter of fact, I've got to get G. Edward Griffin on. He's agreed to do the show. We've got to find a night. I'd like to get Eustace Mullins on, but he will not come on this late. And I've taped an interview with him before. Just to listen to Eustace talk is just absolutely wonderful. He's 85, and probably 86 now since the last time I talked to him. And, man, still just sharp as a tack. But we need to do some Federal Reserve shows and just start to educate people. You know, and I know a lot of you guys know this stuff. But we're adding new people all the time, and it's important, I guess, at times we go back and we go through this information. Because a lot of people who might have been in this for some time, yet not know a piece of information. I know there's a lot of people who've woken up due to 9/11 that believe that pretty much 9/11 is it. They don't understand the whys and the wheres and why 9/11 occurred, and that it's a greater, that there's a greater plan, that there's that it's just one event in a series of events that have occurred over the centuries and the decades. So in addition just to the normal wake-up process of everybody in John and Jane Doe, we've also got people involved in the so-called truth movement that we got to wake up to this stuff as well. So we've got a big job in front of us. And there's more and more things that are happening. We're seeing this economy is teetering. Unemployment is up, stock market coming down, it's setting up, and it doesn't have, the Great Depression did not happen overnight, folks. Said this before, took about 2 years, and they had rallies, and looked like everything was going to be great, and everything was coming back, and it would drop again, come back, drop again, and then finally hit. You had the Federal Reserve contract the money supply 4 times in a 10-year period during the Great Depression. We had people starving, riots in the streets. You don't hear about the riots. But there were, and there will be again. As people lose their homes. Food on the shelves becomes scarce. I mean, just look at all the number of products now that are being recalled because of botulism. Been two big scares. Two big botulism scares here in the last month. Now it's with green beans. And I mean, this is just going on and on. And, you know, I talked with a guy who's an expert on genetically modified foods. Say 40% of the seeds that are planted are genetically modified. So that just leaves 6 in 10 seeds that are not and makes it more difficult to find where you can grow year after year after year. And I'm telling you, if you can start buying your produce and stuff from somebody local, I would do it. Start unplugging from the regular little matrix. I think I mentioned this last night. We're talking about buying a cow, part of a cow, and either getting half or a quarter of it, putting us another freezer in the house. And, so we just get away from all this stuff. You just don't know what it's in it. And I mean, even now, they can tell you that it's organic, but it's not. They have a certain limit. I mean, they can use some pesticides, or they can use this, or they can use that, but only up to a certain point, but still call it organic. But no, it's not organic, though. So I mean, we don't even know, you know, what we're putting in our bodies. The food is bereft of nutrition. That's why we eat so freaking much. Because our bodies make us eat and eat and eat until we get what we need. And so we just keep eating. We keep getting bigger because we're just not getting what we need. Try getting some kids to eat vegetables today. They won't. I mean, trying to get them to eat vegetables is like pulling freaking teeth. I mean, they just absolutely refuse to do it. And it's incredible. But you give them some fries and a chicken nugget, man, they'll be on that like white on rice. Back in a minute, final segment here on the Midnight Rider.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Final few minutes of the Midnight Rider tonight. We spent the last few minutes kind of down here. Look, I believe with all my heart and soul, we are going to win. The failure is not an option for us. We have to win. And I think we will. In fact, I believe we will. I know we will. Look, I want the best for my kids and grandkids. I've got another grandchild coming into the world. I'm just 41, and this will be grandbaby number 3 coming into the world next week. And I don't want a world like this for her. I just don't. And I'm not going to allow it to happen. And I know you're not going to allow it to happen. Because we love them. And we're going to win. See, that's the one thing that we have that they don't have. And that's love. The ability to love. They can't. And it's their Achilles heel. The fact that we can love. And that we can care. And we can show mercy and empathy. See, in all this negativity and all this hate, love truly is the answer. It's love for your kids. It's love for your grandkids, your family, your husband, your wife, your neighbor, people in your town and your state. Love for your fellow man. That's what it boils down to. It's love. And the love of liberty, that you're willing to fight for it because you want to protect it. Somebody busting my home to try to hurting somebody in my family, the fight is on, folks. Ain't no rules. Just the fight is on. And because I love them. I've had people threaten to pull knives on me in the past because I've tried to help a lady out of a situation. I'd still do it again. He never got the knife out because I explained to him that once he did, where the knife would be placed. And I think that was too much of a visual picture for him. Because it wouldn't be in his hand. Actually, he'd be sitting on it. Fool was drunk and wouldn't leave a woman alone. And so I got involved and got him out, you know. Got her out of the situation. He got lippy. But, you know, it's because we care for each other. And we love each other. They're about building themselves up. See, in the end, they're going to fuss and fight over with each other. And they'll be their own undoing. Because, again, they can't love. See, if they accomplish their mission in the end, it'll all come down to just one. And he'll probably kill himself in the end. But we'll win, though. We will win. Don't forget, we will win. We'll win with love. Folks, find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's what we're fighting for. See you tomorrow night. Craig Reinke and Aldo Marquise will be our guests tomorrow night here on The Midnight Rider. With